Turn with us tonight to the 74th Psalm. Psalm 74. The Bible says in Psalm 74, verse 1, "Why hast thou cast us all from forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into their sanctuaries. They have defiled by casting down and the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs there. Is no more any prophet. There is neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? And shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thine hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the mountain and the flood. Thou driest up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth, and thou hast made summer and winter." And then look at verse 8. He says, "Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. Oh, deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the people and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproacheth thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies, and the tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually." I will preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought: God, where art thou? God, where art thou? As we see this in Bible, we see this in the Word of God, and we see Asaph, and he's the great writer of the Psalms, and he's writing here about the nation of Israel, and he's questioning God, and he's wondering why things are going the way that they are, and why things aren't exactly the way they would like for them to be, but he's asking God, wondering where God is, and he said, "Where art thou, Lord? Where are you, God? Lord, you know we need you. You know our situation. You know our circumstance. And God, you know that, and we know that you know where we're at." Amen. I'm glad I know where God is. Amen. I'm glad I know where He's at. I'm glad I know what He wants to do. So what He's doing here, and we're seeing Him as He asked this question of God. He's asking, if you will, "God, where art thou?" And He's asking a serious question. Amen. I believe He's just as serious as a heart attack. Amen. I wonder today, are we as serious as we ought to be with the things of God? If we would ask the question tonight, the same question, "God, where art thou?" I wonder if we could ask it from the depths of our soul. Expect until we see God. Amen. I'm glad. Thank you, Brother Kevin. Glad that blessed my heart. Amen. We needed that. I needed that tonight because I was wondering. I've been wondering all day, "Lord, am I going the right direction? 6. Is this the way that you'd have me to go? That your people might see you and realize, praise God, that we cannot make it without you. God, we need you more than we've ever needed you before. The country needs you, our families need you, and your church needs you, Lord. And God, is this the way? And boy, I thank God when Brother Kevin began to call upon, praise God, out the names of God and the goodness. Hey, that's not just names, praise God. Lord God, that's who he is. Amen. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. What they was seeing in the time, and I thought about this when I was reading this the other day, and I come back as I was studying, looking at it some more this morning and thinking about it, about how God Almighty is moving, and we can see the things playing out today around us just about like they was in the times of Asaph when he was writing this and pinning her down. They was going through a troublesome time. They was going through difficulties and hardships, but praise be to God, I'm glad that you don't have to go through it alone. I'm glad there's somebody that's promised. No matter how deep and dark the valley, praise God, he said, I'll be with you. When you come out on the other side, amen, I'll not leave you nor forsake you. I'll not leave you to yourself, but praise God, I'll be there in your midst. We'll face the adversary together, side by side, praise God, marching on for the glory of God.
Amen.
But you know, the fact of that statement is that we have to stay with God. Or stay with God, we got to realize who God is. Amen. We got to realize that He is God and we're not. Amen. Amen. I'm no match for Him. I'm not no match for the devil. You're not either. The devil, he's a usurper, praise God. He takes authority, praise God. He'll take our lives if we'll let Him. He'll accuse us. He's the accuser of the brethren. But I'm glad, praise God, I don't serve the devil. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving a living Savior. But we see Asaph tonight as he's writing this here, he's pinning her down. And he sees what we can see also if we'll just look around. Asaph got to looking around here, and he got to seeing the things that was transpiring for his people. And he began to ask God. He said, "Oh God, why hast thou cast us off? Why hast thou cast us off forever?" Amen. What he was saying here, God, he said, "Are you done with us? Amen. Have we got any chances at a place of reprieve before you, God? Have you just cast us off? Have you just forgot about us?" But praise God, I'm glad that we don't have to worry about that, because God Almighty will never forget you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, "Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture?" He said, "Lord, ain't we your sheep?" Amen. Why are we having to go through this, Lord? It ought to be easier on me. It ought to be easier on my family. It ought to be easier on this nation. It ought to be easier on the church of the living God. Amen. I won't say, glory to God, we go through things just like everybody else. But I want to say there's a God that'll go through with us. And he'll bring us out with a shout. Amen. We realize how strong he's made us to be. Amen. Praise God, Paul said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. He said, praise God, the lower I get, the stronger I get. He said, when I get down on my knees, he said, that's when I'm my strongest. Amen. When I get down and I'm looking up at my Heavenly Father, he said, that's where my strength comes from. But he said, there's a bunch of folks that's gathered around us. There's a bunch of folks that's brought reproach. He said, remember the congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, and as a Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. He said, hey, listen, said, do you remember who we are? Do you remember what you've done for us in the past? You remember how you called us out and you called us to yourself, that chosen out of the wilderness, praise God. I'm glad to be one of the chosen tonight. I was called out of the wilderness. Amen. I want to listen. We need more of the calling out of the wilderness by the Almighty God tonight. I need more folks hollering out, cried out, and said, Lord, where art thou? now. Oh, God, come to me. Come to my family. Come to my heart. And come into where I am, God. And just sup with me. Fill me to overflowing with your goodness and your mercy. Show me your love, God, and I might show you love back. Reciprocating your goodness, praise God, to a lost and a dying world, that they might see Christ Jesus and see him in me. Amen. Praise God. You see me, you ain't seeing much, Brother Billy. Amen. Just a little old squirrely feller. Amen. Not much to look at. Praise God. They said Jesus wasn't either. Praise God. Amen. But I'm glad that it's inside me. It's awful pretty. Amen. Praise God. That inside me, praise God, shines out. Glory to God. It's that I adore, praise God, to look upon. That I desire to see. Amen. He said, that you've purchased, that price, a rod of inheritance, thou hast redeemed in Mount Zion, wherein thou hast, now watch this, wherein thou hast dwelt. Now that hast dwelt, Brother Rex, means that it's past tense. I don't know about you, but praise God, I don't want to be a hast dwelt Christian. Amen. I want the Holy Ghost to be dwelling in me always. Amen. Amen. Because there's a lot of things that I do in my flesh. I just say, there's a lot of things I do in my flesh I'm not pleased with. But pray God, there's a Holy Ghost of God and won't let me do some things. Like Brother Charles talks about, there's an alarm beacon goes off down in my soul. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. There was a time in my life, praise God, I used to go off, and I'd go off on my own. Amen. There wasn't no God in it. God wasn't in a million miles of who I used to be. But praise God, I'm glad God put something down in me. He put that alarm beacon down in me. And I don't want to hurt nobody. But God says, Asaph said, hear lessons of God. He said, where art thou? He said, what we see now, Lord. We see desolation. We see destruction all around. Have you looked around lately? Have you turned the news on the last couple of weeks? Have there's destruction all over the place? And they talk it up, the media people talk it up like it's a good thing. I've never known destruction to be a good thing unless you're in your demo and to build something back better. Hello? But you know, in their mind, I guess that's what they think. Oh, we'll just tear it all down. We'll build something back better. But the bad part is the wheel in that is me and you. Yeah. Amen? Hello? Don't quit on me now. Amen. Praise God. People, most time folks are tearing stuff down, praise God, ain't got no mind to build back up. A lot of people's good at destruction. They're good demolition people. But they don't have much building skills. Amen. He said, saying, Lord, he said, where aren't you? He said, we're being destroyed. Things are being torn down all around us and ain't nobody building back. You know why? Because the only person to build back is God. Amen. The only person that can put this back together is God. The great I am.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said there's destruction. He said there's desecration. That even desecrated the temple, the synagogue. That done it went into God's house and defiled it. You know, Brother Billy, I used to think that that would never happen in America. I used to think if people began to defile, they began to desecrate God's house, and people would come out of the woodwork, they'd flog them, they'd beat them down, and stuff, whatever it took, praise God, till they put a stop to that mess. But I want to tell you, it's not happening. These houses of God that's being graffiti wrote on them and being desecrated in all kinds of ungodly manners. Amen. Makes you want to say, God, where art thou? You, Lord. Oh, he's there. He's watching. He's seeing it all. God don't miss nothing. Amen. He's seeing it every bit. So we see the destruction. We see the desecration. We see the displacement. Ain't it amazing how people can go in and just run people off and say, well, it's okay. Well, preacher, you know, it's just this thing we're going through, and just going through this phase as a nation. Listen, I won't say it's happening all over the world. Right. Amen. Don't you think it's isolated to just a few places in the United States? It's all over the country tonight. It's people that's being displaced. Whole cities is given over to destruction, to desecration, and displacement. Amen. It's all leading to something. Amen. This thing's building up to a great event. Amen. That's fixing to take place. And Asaph was saying, God, where art thou? Lord, where are you at? Like, this stuff's happening. Don't you see it? And God says, yeah, I see it. I'm all over it, praise God. We have to ask the question, why does God allow evil men to destroy things? Amen? Think about it. Evil men to destroy it. What do they destroy? They destroy, number one, they destroy people. They don't care who they hurt. They'll run right over you. Amen. You got people that's trying to keep the peace, trying to do right, trying to have some essence of order. But they're just running over them like a tank, amen, with no concern in their hearts. Why? Because it's evilness. They're wicked. God allows these evil people to hurt people, to destroy people. He allows them to destroy property. Amen. They're destroying property all over the world. Millions and millions of dollars of property. That fellow told me, well, I ain't worried about that. Most of them places have insurance. I said, you idiot. He said, what? I said, you're an idiot. I said, you have homeowners insurance? Well, yeah. I said, you have automobile insurance? Well, yeah. I said, you realize your insurance is going to go up to pay for these idiots? He said, no. I said, it is. Amen. Who's going to pay for it? Me and you. Because they choose to destroy it. Where are you, Lord? God said, I'm right here, praise God. I see it. And said, when my people wake up and they cry upon me, praise God, I will answer. Yeah. Amen. I won't get ahead of myself. I tell you what, I've got so many different directions I can go with this tonight. But I'm trying to stay focused. I'm trying to stay the way God give it to me, the way God wants me to preach it. Amen. So we see Him destroying people. We see people destroy people all the time by picking at them and by backbiting them. Amen. What we do, what you're trying to do is you're saying, you know what, I'm trying to destroy them. I'm trying to make them small so I'll look bigger. What a lot of these folks is trying to do, they're trying to make some folks look small and insignificant, and they want to make herself look bigger. Yeah, they look big, all right. Like a big bunch of imbeciles. Amen. Ain't got no God, wouldn't know God if they tripped over it. Amen. That need the Lord if anybody ever had. But they're desecrating, they're destroying. God allows men to destroy people and property. He allows them to destroy places. He said, Lord, the people, the places, but he said, Lord, the redeemed, he said, but Lord, they're destroying Zion. Lord, he said, they're destroying the place where you dwell. Amen. There's a lot of folks today that would like to destroy the place where God dwells. Yeah. A place where God comes and presents. Well, guys, where God wants to hang out. A place where God wants to visit with these people. Amen. Hey, still a few places like that, Brother X. Hey, still a few places where God's people like to meet, where God's people like to be met by God. Amen. So they ask the question, what we see. He said, what we see here, he's making a statement, what we see here, Lord, taking place. He said, it don't look good. Amen. Praise God. He said, Lord, if you would, if you'd just come and look, if you'd just come and see what's taking place, like God can't see already. Amen. I don't know why we've got an idea that God can't see us, Brother Rex, from where He is. I want to say God has the optimum advantage point as far as view is.
Right. Amen.
God is on the portals of glory looking down and seeing it all. There's nothing, praise God, Brother Wayne, that escapes His eye. There's nothing that happens and transpires that He doesn't see.
Amen.
Amen. It's kind of scary, ain't it? Amen. Have you ever thought about this? God sees you when you ain't looking. Well, have glory. I just thought about that.
Amen.
God sees you, Brother Jeff, when you ain't looking. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, praise God, when I ain't looking, praise the Lord, He is. That's why He's looking ahead for me, so He can cut me off before I get in a mess.
Amen.
Asaph said, Lord, where art thou? Don't you see what's taking place? He said, well, hey, listen, Lord, could you just come down and look? He said, lift up thy feet into perpetual desolation, even all the, that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. He said, come look, Lord, what they've done down at your house. Hey, listen, I just got news flash for you. God already knows what's taking place in His house. Yeah. Amen. He's all over that like the proverbial rat on a Cheeto. Amen. He's on it, praise God. He knows exactly what's taking place down at His house. Amen. Whether it be good or bad. Just like He knows what's happening down at my house. Whether it's good or bad, praise God. He knows all about it. Amen. He said, say to the Lord, what we see here don't look good. Amen. But what they're actually saying is, Lord, what we don't see, Brother Cabot, what they were saying is what we don't see, verses 9 through 7. He's talking about what they don't see. And what they don't see, praise God, is that God is God.
Amen. That's right.
I think sometimes we miss that. We'll say God. But we don't say God is God. Amen. And no matter how you say that, it comes out the same. Amen.
Right.
Now if I said Jeff is Jeff. Amen. I could say, well, it's this Jeff is like that Jeff. But it wouldn't be the same. But when we say that God is God, it's the same. Because He's the same. And He don't change. So what they were failing to see is that God is God. They forgot to see the work that God had performed in the past, and they forgot to remember that what God had done in the past, praise, glory to God, what He'd done in the past, He can do in the present, and He'll do it in the future.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Because He is God. And what they were missing, what they failed to see, is that God was God at work. The work that He'd done in the past, praise God. They forgot to see what He's done. And if we forget what God's done in the past, we might forget to remember what He can do in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe what He wants to do right now, if we'll let Him. Amen. But we got to want to let Him, praise God. Be the Lord of our life, the light that shines forth out of the darkness. But they said, hey, listen, he said, we're failing to see the work that God had done. They was failing to see what the prophets had been telling them. Amen. The prophets weren't. Prophets are silent. He said in verse 9, verse 8, they said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. So he said, destruction's come. The people's been put down. The people's been hurt. The property's been burned up. The place has been destroyed. The churches, the synagogue had been decimated. And he said, now as you come to the time, praise God, he said, hey, listen, he said, in verse 9, he said, we see not our signs. He says that there is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. He said, the work of the prophet stopped. The prophet is missing. The man of God's no longer preaching. The signs has no longer been given. The things have no longer been interpreted. There's no longer any explanation of the signs and the times and the things that's happening. Amen. We're living a day and hour that we forgot about the Word of God. We forgot that this blessed old book, praise God, is still the Word of God. And that it still speaks to us, the volume of the book, amen, is still that teaches, instructs us, and shows us the right path.
Amen.
But we tend to forget to look at the book. We forget to look at the God. That God is God, praise God. He'll always be God. And if we'll listen to Him, praise God, He'll show us where we need to be. And He'll help us to get there. Amen. One day in a little while, we're going out of here. We're going to be with Him where He is. Amen. But they said, Lord, there's no message coming from God. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of messages, a lot of sound, but he said it's not coming from God. So there was a time that God wasn't speaking. There was a time of quietness. Amen. I tell you, when we get to a place that we're not hearing from God, amen, when we forget that God is God and we got too many other activities that's taking the place of God, I want to say, listen to me, God is not an activity. Amen. We want to make Him to be an activity, something that we do, praise God. But God is not something that we do. God is God. Amen. God is who He is. And when we fall in love with Him, praise God, we'll love to do for Him. Amen. Praise the Lord, the great I Am. We'll find a place. We'll find an opportunity, praise God, to serve the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But it's what they didn't see. They didn't realize. They had forgot who God was. I'm afraid America has forgot who God is. He's something that they play around with. You see people talking, God this and God that with one voice, and the next minute they're using His name in vain. Hello? God's not in that. Amen. He's not in a million miles of that, praise God. God, where art thou? He's there all the time, praise God, and He's God all the time.
Amen.
Thing about our God, Brother Billy, He don't go on vacation. He don't take naps. Amen. A little siesta after lunch, He don't do it. He's always listening. He's always, the Bible said, He extends His ear, praise God. He listens for you and I. Because He's wanting to hear from us all the time. That's why Paul would say to pray without ceasing. Amen. Continually talking to God. That's what prayer is, by the way. Talking to God. He said we need to be talking to Him all the time. Hey, man, ain't you glad, Brother Kevin, praise God, you can get along with Him somewhere and that still small voice just scooches up to you and He begins to talk to you. Praise God, and maybe the world and the devil and the demons and nymphs of hell is all over you trying to discourage you, trying to put you down, trying to get you discouraged. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a still small voice and the Holy Ghost of God. He'll scooch up real close to you. If you let Him, praise God, you can snuggle up in His bosom like old John. Praise God, hear the heartbeat of God. As He says, young'un, peace be still. I love you. I've got you. I'm holding you, praise God. One day, I'm going to call you to myself. One day, praise God, I'm going to come get you. I'm going to have you to be with me where I am.
Yes, amen.
Amen. God, where art thou? Where are you at, Lord? I've been looking for you tonight. I'd sure like to see you this evening. Amen. Funny thing about that, I was praying that today. I said, Lord, I'd just like to see. Boy, I tell you, I got up there and started to open. Kevin says, preacher. He says, pastor, I got something I want to share. I said, glory to God. Amen. You know what God done for this little old preacher? Because somebody was faithful enough to mind God, I got to sit right over there and have God presented to me. He walked through here, praise God, in all His magnificent glory. Every aspect of His character. I come to where I was. Well, I said, where art thou, God? He said, here I am, son. I look over here. Here I am, praise God. And I looked over there behind the pulpit, and there's old Kevin. I said, this is my God. This is the Lord, praise God. These are not just names. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Answers prayers, praise God. of a little toe-headed preacher like me. Amen. Because He loves me, praise God. Lord, where art Thou? Praise God, He said, I'm right here, son. Hey, but how many times have you said, Lord, where you at? I can't see you, Lord. Darkness is all around. It's overshadowing me. I can't see you, Lord, where are you? Amen. I believe when we look for Him from a sincere heart, I believe He shows up. Amen. Amen. I believe He shows up in a bigger way the most time than we expect. Amen. Now sometimes He may not show up on our timetable, but I guarantee you He'll show up in His. Amen. At the appointed time, praise God, He'll come to you where you are. He'll touch your heart, praise God. Amen. He said, we can't see the Lord, Lord. We don't hear from you. There's no more signs being given. There's no more prophets interpreting. We don't know which way to go. We can't see. Lord, where are you? God, where art Thou? Lord, I'm serious over here. Amen. This ain't a game, Lord. Amen. It's real. I guarantee you it's real. Praise God. This life we live, praise God, it's the realest thing you'll ever deal with. Amen. This life we live, praise God, is the most real thing. Praise God, it's more real than anything that we can make or look or have. Praise God, this life that we live, it's a life that's given by God, and we ought to be a day-by-day basis saying, Lord, where art Thou?
Amen.
Amen. In the center of God's will, serious about the things of God. They say, Lord, we can't see it. We don't see. We can't hear. There's no signs. He said, what we want to see. Amen. So we see what they see, what they don't see. And we see what they want to see, what we want to see. He said, we want to see a city full of people. And said, we want to see a city full of people delivered. Amen. Hello? I got to thinking about this. What I want to see, praise God. I'd like to turn on the WLOS tonight. And I'd like to see, what's that old crazy reporter? Chaz Nesbitt, whatever his name is. Chad Nesbitt. I'd like to see that old crazy rascal. I'd like to see him uptown. And I'd like to see him up there plumb confounded but beyond himself out there with his little old camera, amen, taking pictures and have people standing up there on the square, Brother Kevin, with hands lifted to glory, shouting and praising God and dancing and rumbling and jumping around in the Holy Ghost of God. You say, preacher, you believe in dancing? Hey, praise God, yes. If it's in the Holy Ghost of God, he said they were dancing and leaping and a praising God. And amen, glory. You say, preacher, we'll never see it again if the power of God falls. If we get to looking for God and we see Him, Brother Kevin, praise God, there'll be some hollering and a shouting and a praising God again.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise God. He'll get so loud, Brother Billy, we throw up the windows and he'll echo through the valley.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, preacher, they'll get you for disturbing the peace. Praise God, I'll tell you what, the lost ain't got no peace. Amen. They know no peace. Sinners have no peace. What I'd like to see, praise God, is people all over Asheville. Couldn't you just imagine old Chad, praise God, they're just totally confounded with a blank look on his face. I don't know what's going on here. Looks like, what? Revival. Hold on a minute. Do what, fella? Holy Ghost, what? Holy Ghost revival. Ladies and gentlemen, they're calling this Holy Ghost revival. And I don't know about you, but there's a feeling here. I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up. Amen. And I'm like, hey, I've been in some situations here lately. Amen. But it's not fear that I'm a feeling. Amen. He said, I feel a satisfaction. Hey, kind of going from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. He said, it's kind of like I'm in a different world. Like I'm not really in that old body. I'm feeling different tonight. I'm bringing it to you from Asheville, North Carolina. Amen. Glory to God. Asaph was saying, hey, listen, I've seen the power of God before. I've seen the Holy Ghost move. I've seen the temple fill. I've seen the glory. I've seen the Shekinah glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said, I want to see it again, Lord. Where are you? Amen. I want to see it in the city. I want to see it in your people. I want to see deliverance, praise God. Amen. Did the Holy Ghost wake you up? Amen. Praise God, that's all right. Amen. So I want to see deliverance. What we need is deliverance. You know, there's a whole bunch of them crazy people out there running around. They're full of the devil. Amen. I'm just being straight up. They're just full of the devil. Amen. But praise God, Holy Ghost God, take care of devils.
Amen.
Amen. One of them, praise God. Wear them out. But he said we need to remember. Praise God. In verse 19, listen to verse 18. He says, remember, says that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. He said, hey, listen, Lord. He said, don't deliver the soul of thy turtle dove. Now that turtle dove is the very essence of love. He said, Lord, don't deliver that you love over to the wicked. Lord, we're looking, what he's saying, he said, Lord, we're looking for deliverance. He said, we're looking for a deliverer. Amen. We're looking for the God of glory. Amen. To show himself. Praise God. He said, remember that the enemy is all around us. Amen. He said, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. He said, hey, Lord, the poor and needy. Hey, man, he said, listen, don't let the oppressed return ashamed. He said, don't let us come back in shame. He said, Lord, bring us back in victory. Bring us back in full deliverance of God. Who was they counting on? That, to me, they had done tried it by themselves. And now they're saying, Lord, where art thou, Lord? Where's your prayer? We need a little help over here.
Yeah.
Amen. We need a little help in this corner. Lord, would you come and help us? Remember, praise God, the enemy approaching. But praise God, remember, if there's a God of heaven, praise God, who will open doors. You say, preacher, what do we do? The enemy's there, amen. The enemy needs to be defeated. But what do we do until the enemy's defeated? The enemy's a roaring. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, he said, humble yourself, therefore, verse 6, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober and be vigilant, clear-minded, spiritual watchfulness, because your adversary, our opponent, the one we're fighting against every day in our flesh, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Said the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Praise God. He said, God says, he said, listen, he would tell Asaph, he would say, listen, while everything's in turmoil, in the meanwhile, praise God, he said, we just weep and we cry for those that's lost. We pray and we seek God's face that he would touch them. Amen. And we trust the Lord to move upon our hearts, that we would be changed. I wonder, it's amazing to me. And I'll just tell on me, because I've done this myself. I have to watch myself. Because I'll get to praying, Lord, please, would you change such and such and so? Change them, Lord. Oh, but you know what I need to do first, Brother Billy? When I begin to pray, I need to say, oh God, touch me, show me where I am. Show me, Lord, where I need to be. Amen. Take a moment to meditate on that. See what God says to me. And then say, now, Lord, now that we've got that out of the way, I know I'm just slow, meekly. Praise God, Lord, please, would you touch this person? Would you touch his soul? Would you touch this individual? God, would you show them how much you love them? How much you care for them? Would you show them? We trust the Lord, and then we just wait. We wait. We wait. You say, preacher, the waiting part's what's hard. Yeah, but we wait. We don't just wait, praise God, but we wait like waiters. Amen. And in service to the Lord. Amen. We're waiting while we work, while we're doing something for the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, he says, but they that wait upon the Lord, that's in full service to God, shall renew their strength. Amen. Praise God, you get the strength you need, praise the Lord, you can carry somebody else. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. I'm talking about strong, soaring capability. Amen. Praise God. You know, if you don't soar like an eagle, old preacher said one time, if you don't soar like an eagle, you'll be a roosting with the buzzards. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'd rather soar with the eagles than to roost with the buzzards. Glory to God. But he said, mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Amen. You can run that good fight of faith, praise God. You won't wear out. When you wait upon the Lord, when you're a servant of God, when you're waiting upon Him, when you're walking with Him. Amen. They shall run, not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. He said, you won't give out, praise God. Your walk will be steadfast. He said, you won't be staggering here, there, and yonder, praise God, as child of God. He said, your walk will be a straight walk. Amen. And you know, I found out when you get to be a walk in a straight walk, you begin to talk a straight talk.
Yeah.
Amen. Things start coming out differently. Amen. Differences. Praise God. You say, preacher, where does it start? It starts with us. 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 4. Have you ever noticed the hinge that's right here? There's a great big godly hinge right here in 2 Chronicles 7, 14. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Amen. Praise God. I will forgive their sins, their sin, and will heal their land. Great big hinge here. Amen. And the I is hinged upon the if. Amen. Amen. The I is hinged upon the if. If his people, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek his face, turn from our wicked ways. Amen. We'll confess our sins. Then will he hear from heaven. Then will I hear. And he said, then will I heal your land. Amen. Praise God. That's what he heal their land. He said, it's their land. You know, God give it to them. You know, these people today that start to say, well, your land, Brother Rex, you have isn't yours. That needs to be community property. That's where they're headed. All this is headed towards this socialism, communism junk. That we better wake up and get the polls. We better vote them those radicals so far away from our houses and our seats that they won't even know who they are. Banish them to Alaska or something. I don't know. I wouldn't even put that off on Alaska. Amen. But we better realize, praise God, we need to cry out one more. I said, Lord, where art thou? Where are you, Lord? And when we find out where he's at, praise God, try to get to him as fast as we can. Amen. Asaph said, Lord, I said, where art thou? You know why? You know why he was crying? You know what? Because he was serious about it. I wonder tonight, how serious are we? We cry out, say, Lord, where are you? You know, we have problems, things come up, issues happen, and we'll say, Lord, where are you? But then as soon as that little thing passes, then we'll go right back to the way we were. You know why we do that? Brother Billy, because we never were serious about it to begin with. As serious as we need to be. Amen. We need to be serious about it. Say, Lord, where are you? And the Lord said, well, I'm right here. Praise God. Just get just as close to as he can, praise the Lord, so that he can whisper in your ear, praise God, and you can hear him. Amen. Well, Brother Rex, I can hear him without my hearing aids. Amen. Praise God. I like it that way. But God Almighty's wanting to talk to us tonight. You know, He's wanting to speak to our hearts. Amen. He said, if my people, which call my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Wait a minute. These are people that are godly people. He said, if my people. But he said, they're wicked. They have wicked ways. You reckon in the eyes, let me just ask a question. We're all church. We're all family here. You reckon in the eyes of God, any of us have got wicked ways? Mm-hmm. Amen. God, forgive me every day. Help me, Lord, to do better. Containing this old flesh. Mortifying the deeds thereof. Trusting in the Lord. Amen. God, where art thou? Amen. Where is he at? Right where he's always been. Amen. Right where he's always been. Sitting on the throne of grace. Amen. To minister love and compassion and mercy to me and you.